Base Hanukkah, Kof Bob Kislev, Tuesday the 8th of December, Rabbi David Hochhauser, Menorah boxes. My boxing day now.
First of all, I've got Hanukkah. Before we discuss the Eitz and Shaila about Menorah boxes, I'd like to start with the Maccabi Tofrei Yain Hei in Hilchos Hanukkah. The Maccabi says the following. We all know that one has to make sure that there's enough Shia Shemen. We're going to discuss about it later when one lights the menorah. What happens if, at the time when one lights the menorah, he only had a small amount of Shemen, only a small amount of oil in his menorah, and then, just before it goes out, he added on extra oil afterwards. The Lashon of the Mechaber is, Tzorach Sheyitin Shemen Bener, it's needed to be put in the ner, kedei shia kodem hadlaka, the shia, the amount of oil that one needs before the hadlaka. Abel, says the Mechaber, in birich vehidlik v'achikach yosef shemen, if one first makes a bracha on a small amount and then only afterwards he adds on extra shemen, add kedei shia until he completes the shia, lo yotzi dei chavosi, he is not yotzi. That means the Mechaber tells us, even if it did not go out, the Hanukkah light did not go out. He was most of Shemin, obviously, probably had a, was a bit wider than our glasses, so that you can have enough, they can add on the oil on the side. So the light did not go out. Nevertheless, the Mechaber says, by being most of Shemin, by adding Shemin later, he is not going to be yoked to the mitzvah. Pashas, what that means is, he has to relight again. Does he need to make a bracha? Actually, the Mishnah Berurah says he does not. Why? We're going to see later. But the Loshon Layotzi Dechavosi is mashma in a very strong form that the person is not yet to the mitzvah, he has to relight again. And so how far does he have to relight again? So Reb Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't need to relight again another whole Shia. He can just complete the Shia. That means, let's say, he only put enough oil for a quarter of an hour. So therefore he'll have to relight again for another quarter of an hour. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman. Sorry? Sorry, it didn't go out. By being Moisef Shemen, he's not Yotze. As I say, the Mechaber is not Yotze. So what does one have to do then? He has to put it out, because he's not Yotze in the mitzvah. He has to relight. Relight how a new Moisef Hadlaka, until how much? Until the completion of the half an hour. As I is capacity the Mechaber, there's no one that's Cholek. That's what the Mechaber brings down. What has that to do with menorah boxes? So there's a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that what happens if one lights the menorah in a place where the wind is going to blow it out? Naturally, in the place where the person is lighting, the wind is strong enough that eventually, within a short while, within the half an hour, the wind is going to blow out. Even though it will hold for, let's say, 1 or 2, 3 minutes, but the situation b'shas the hadlaka was that the wind is going to blow it out after a short while. Says the Magen Avraham, in such a case, it's also considered as if the person never had a Shia Shemen, b'shas the hadlaka. As I say, the Magen Avraham, so Ebazai, in Azai Chetimsa, the person is not going to be Yotze his hadlaka. We see from the Mechaber that one has to have Shia Shemen, b'shas the hadlaka. So if one lights the menorah in a place where the wind is going to blow it out, as if it doesn't have enough Shia Shem. As I think the Pasuk in the Magen Avraham. Now, when it comes to menorah boxes, all the Achronim ask the following question. This is Negev very much in Eretz Yisrael, where everyone lights outside in the menorah boxes. A bomb with the Kikasha, a Gaval de Kikasha. They all ask that, how does it work? You take your menorah outside. So why do we have menorah boxes? Because if you light the menorah naturally outside, the wind is going to blow it out. And just like we mentioned from the Magen Avraham, if one lights the menorah in a place where the wind is going to blow it out, it's as if you don't have enough Shia Shemen. So what do we do? We put it in a menorah box. But here goes the big question. How are you going to light the menorah in the menorah box? So normally what you do is you open up the door of the menorah box, or you open the front of the menorah box, and you go ahead and light. Now, the rega, the time when you do the hadlaka by the menorah box, at that moment, if you keep the situation as it is, it's going to go out. What are you going to say? Well, let me just say over the question, and then we'll. You okay? What are you going to say? Okay, fine. It's not going to go out. Because straight after the hadlaka, the person's going to go ahead and close the door of the menorah box, or close or fill up the front of the menorah box with a glass. And then the menorah is going to keep on alight for the full half an hour. But asks the achreinim, l'chaira, it's compared to the case of the mechaber. Because at the time of the hadlaka, there wasn't enough shia shemen. Not literally. It was a situation that the wind was going to blow it out. It's as if there wasn't a shia shemen. What are you going to say? It never went out, and he prevented the wind from blowing it out. So that's like being moisef shemen later. That's like bringing the shemen back to bringing back shemen is like being moisef shemen, which the mechaber says that's not good enough. The mechaber says that one needs to have enough shia shemen b'shas hadlaka. And in this case, b'shas hadlaka, you never had enough shia shemen. So even though later on you do have enough shia shemen, but the mechaber says clearly that if one is moisef shemen, if one make sure that there's only enough shemen, only later. That's not good enough. Lo yotzi yidei chavosa. So v'meil l'chaira, it's a pele. How can we be yotzer with the menorah boxes? And all the gedolei achrim speak about it.
From
that,
sorry, it doesn't need to go off.
But the mechaber is also talking about a case where it never went out. The mechaber speaks about chavosa for nothing.
Three walls in the box.
Oh yeah, l'chaimi. I'm not asking. You're right. If the situation was that it wasn't naturally going to go out, you're 100% right. Then the question is not a question. But there are some windy nights, especially in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, which I've been there quite a few years. Naturally, even with three sides of the box, it would have blown out within the half an hour. And the only reason why not is because the door afterwards was closed that prevents it. So l'chayra, that's compared to a case of being moisef shemen, which the mechaber says, even though it hasn't yet gone out, lo yotzi yidei chavosa. L'chayra is a bomb of the kishayla. It's very famous, and Maril Diskin spoke about it. He was the Dying and Brisk, and it's brought down that the Beis Halevi, this is one of the Brisk Chumras, that he made sure that he only had a small hole by his menorah box, he like put his hand underneath, to make sure that B'Shas Mais Hadlaka, it was going to be lit for the full half an hour. And Echnami, the Beis Halevi, was makbid very strongly to make sure that at the time of the Hadlaka, the situation was that it wasn't going
to
go out. Sorry?
Yeah,
but that's what he brings down. But the other, the Al Gedolei Achreinim, I'm not sure exactly all the names, these new Mishnah Berurahs that's brought down from other Gedolei Achreinim, they say, I'm saying, it's a question on the whole world why we don't make such a fuss about it. So he says that at the time of the Hadlaka, the person had kavana to close the door later on, which is, again, it's not really so mashma from the Mechaber, because the Mechaber says that one cannot be moisef shemen. It doesn't say in the mechaber a difference whether the person did have kavanah later to be moisef shemen, did not have kavanah to be moisef shemen. So l'chaira, back to the question, how are we going to be miyashav the minig of the world? So I thought of maybe saying like this. I came across some very nice gedolei achreinim, which I think if one learns them up, the question could be depending on the way how you learn this mechaber. The Makor Chaim, there's two ways that the Gedolim learn out of this Mechaber, and I'll take each one as we come. The Makor Chaim, which is the Nesivus, his main pirish was on Hilchas Pesach, but right at the back of the Makor Chaim, he's got two shtiklach on Hilchas Chanukah. And he brings down this Mechaber, and he asks two bombadika kashas, not the kash of the menorah box, two separate other kashas. He says that we find in the Beis HaMikdosh, not by Chanukah, we find in the Beis HaMikdash that one can be Moisef Shemen later. That means even though you did not have enough Shia Shemen at the beginning, you can be Moisef Shemen. Where do we find that? Says the Makor Chaim, two places. The first place is a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says, how did Chazal work out in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? How much oil do you need? That means the amount of oil that you really need is in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, enough to burn the whole night, because that's when the menorah burnt. How did Chazal work out what the Shia was? Now the Shia actually is Chatzi Luk. How did Chazal work it out? So the Gemara brings down the Machlekes. Either it was Milmala Lamata, or Milmata Lamala. What does that mean? So Milmata Lamala means that Chazal, they started off with a very small shia, which was, they knew definitely it wasn't enough to burn the whole night. And then they kept on adding on to the shemen to see how much shemen they'll need afterwards that we can complete the night to know that it's a chatzi luk. The Gemara says the reason why they did it that way, mipnei, because Chazal wanted to be chasa mamayna shal Yisrael. They didn't want any shemen to go to waste. So they started off with a smaller shia, and then they added on the shemen in order to know how much shemen there would be to the end of the night, and then with that they knew that was a chatzi luk. Asks the Makor Chaim, how can he do such a thing? At the time of the hadlaka, they knew for sure they never had enough shia shemen. So Ibazoi, what's it going to help to be moist of shemen during the night to know how much shemen you need? You're not yaisi in mitzvah hadlaka. It says in the mechab over here when it comes to Chanukah, let's assume that by the Beis HaMikdash and Chanukah is the same. So Ibazoi, there wasn't enough shia shemen. As if in the Makarachai.
Sorry, couldn't they have been doing this experiment shalei b'shas hadlaka?
Yeah. Good question. Good question. It is a shikha mashma in one of the Rashi of Ksaviyad, maybe. Good question. About Azay Sheikh in the Gemara. Azay Sheikh in the Gemara.
They did it. Mamash in the Gemara.
Azay Sheikh in the Gemara. The Gemara. Yeah, it is interesting. It's a Gemara the first time that I saw myself. Another question the Makar Chaim asks, a very interesting kasha, which is to do with Hanukkah. We all know the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. He asks, what's the nest of all 8 days? They had enough shemen for 1 day. So naturally, they could have lit for 1 day. So the nest was only 7 days, not 8. Don't need to elaborate on that question. Everyone knows the question of the Beis Yosef. What's famous from the Beis Yosef, according to one of his answers, are that the story was that they were mechalik, the shemen, into 8 parts. So that means it came out that apichesh, every single day, there wasn't enough shia shemen. And when that the nest was, that every single day, that shia shemen, even though it wasn't enough, it was lit for all 8 days. Now, Makar Chaim takes on, if you work it out, what were they thinking? We all know the halacha is ein seim ken al hanes. You can't rely on a nes. So what were they thinking? Let's say the first day, they knew that they had enough oil to burn for 1 day. So what is their right to split the oil into an eighth and say, Shai, sit back, we've got a nes? What do you mean? You have enough already for 1 day. What are you worried about tomorrow? Believe me, Rabbeinu Shlomo could do whatever, but there's nothing that stops Rabbeinu Shlomo. So what was their cheshbon that on the first day they can go ahead and make an eighth, and then with that, they'll say Mechal Nes. Says the Makor Chaim, must be, what they were thinking was like this. Let's split into 8 parts, and let's work it out. If we see that it's about to go out after that eighth, then we've always got the possibility of being Moist of Shemen. So let's play it safe. Start off with a little bit. See how it goes. And you're right. The story was that Hashem made the Nes that it carried on burning for the rest of the day. But their cheshbon was, let's see how it goes. And if we see it's about to go out, let's be Moist of Shemen. Says the Makor Chaim, that can't be a cheshbon, because we see clearly in the Mechaba that one cannot be Moist of Shemen. As they friend the Makor Chaim, so the Makor Chaim is asking two questions. One was from the Gemara Melachos, and one is on the terrace of the Beis Yosef, that their whole cheshbon was that they should have the possibility of being Moist of Shemen later. You can't. The Mechaba says clearly that you can't. Says the Makor Chaim, a Murid Kechidish. He says like this. There is a Gemara, this is also very famous, that there's a shaila in the Gemara where the kofsa zakakla or kofsa in zakakla, which means, what happens if when one lights the menorah, it goes out within the half an hour? Not that it was going, not that b'shas adlocket, it was going to go out like we spoke out earlier. It went out. At the time of adlocket, it should have burnt for the whole half an hour, but it went out. The Gemara says that there is a man, the omar kofsa, if it goes out, in zakakla. He is not mechuyif to relight the menorah. And that's how we paskin. Asks the Gemara a question. Gemara asks the following question. There's a brisa that says that the menorah has to be, the lashon of the brisa is mishatishka chama, the menorah should be lit from shkia and shatichla regel min hashek. From shkia until tichla regel, which we work out is half an hour. Says the Gemara, according to the man, the amar kofsa ein zakakla, it doesn't have to be lit for the whole half an hour. So what does it mean in the brisa, mishatishki achama ad shatichla regel min hashuk? So the Gemara gives two answers. The first answer the Gemara says is di'iloy adlik madik, which means when the brisa speaks about the half an hour, it does not mean it has to be lit for the half an hour. What it means to say is that's the time span when you can light the menorah. That means you only have the possibility of lighting the menorah within that time span. If it's after shatichla regel min hashuk, that's it. The mitzvah is over. Don't forget, this is in the times of the Gemara that you had to light outside. So the Gemara says the reason why the brisa is ad shatichla regel min hashuk, because that's the time when one can light the menorah. The second answer of the Gemara is, which is all brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the second answer of the Gemara is no. It's not telling you a time span when to light the menorah. It's telling you the shia shemen, which is to do with this mechaba. It's telling us the shia shemen, which means even if we hold kofsa in zakakla, which means that when it goes out, you do not need to relight the menorah, but at least at the time when you light the menorah, you've got to have the shia shemen of the full half an hour. That's what the Gemara says. What's the explanation to that? So Pashas, what the Gemara means is that according to the mandom of kofsa in zakakla, we don't need it to be lit alight for the whole half an hour. But at least, when you do light the menorah, it has the potential to be lit for the half an hour. It's not good enough just to light the menorah, and it will go naturally out after a couple of minutes. You have to do a type of adlaka that has the possibility of it to be a light for the full half an hour. So if you set everything in place, it's going to be a light for the whole half an hour. If it goes out afterwards, don't worry about it. Kav saying zaken, at least it has that. It has to have the ability. And that's what the brisa means. Doesn't mean that literally it has to be a light for half an hour. It means it has to have the ability. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Makor Chaim, unbelievable. Makor Chaim says like this. When does the Mechaba say by us that you got to have the full Shia Shemen right from the beginning? And it's not good enough to be Meisav later. That's only if Kofs are Ein Zaken Klal. We hold in Hilchas Chanukah, Kofs are Ein Zaken Klal, that if it goes out, you're yoytza the mitzvah. So that proves to us that the main mitzvah is not that it's a light. The main mitzvah is that it has the ability. When does it have to have the ability to be a light for the full half an hour? When? B'shas l'maisa hadlaka. So therefore you have to make sure that everything's in set in place at the time of the hadlaka, because that's when the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka with the power for it to have the half an hour. What happens afterwards, we don't care. So you have to make sure that you have everything at the time, which is the mechaba. Make sure you got your shir shemen at the beginning. But, says the Makor Chaim, if one will hold kofsa zokakla, which means that when it goes out you have to relight, that proves to us that the main mitzvah is not the maisa hadlaka that you do right at the start. The mitzvah is to be a light the half an hour. If the mitzvah is to be a light the half an hour, then you can be Moisef Shemen later. Because as long as during the mitzvah, I made sure that it's a light for half an hour, I don't care how you got it to be a light for half an hour. If it means by being Moisef Shemen later, that's fine. You'll be yaitz the mitzvah. Says the Makor Chaim, he says, that even though in Hilchas Chanukah, we hold Kofsa in Zachikla, I'm not going to go into the rise, but it's very clear that in the Beis HaMikdash, by the menorah, that lacha was kofsa zakkla. That means in the Beis HaMikdash, if it ever went out the menorah, chas v'shalom, during the night, it was an obligation on the kohen to relight the menorah. The lacha was kofsa zakkla. So it comes out, we've answered the questions. Because both questions of the Makor Chaim was on the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The question was, in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't enough shir shemen. So the Makor, who cares? In the Beis HaMikdash, where the lacha was kofsa zakkla, so the mitzvah is the duration of while it's a light, so you can be moisev even later. But we, by Chanukah, which holds kofsa ein zachikla, so the main part of the mitzvah takes place at the time of the hadlaka. If that's the time when the mitzvah takes place, then you have to make sure there's enough shir shem. That's the Makor Chaim. I came across that Avni Nezer argues. That Avni Nezer is very clear that kofsa zok, that the Mechaba says, that you cannot be moisev shem later, is even if you hold kofsa zakkla, not like the Makor Chaim. As I shake an Avni Nezer. Now, where did the Avni Nezer say it? He's got an interesting diuk on a tour. The Gemara says that there are certain oils that one cannot use by Shabbos. There's certain oils that one cannot use by Shabbos. Those are type of oils that they don't give much light. It's not such a beautiful flame. And Chazal were worried on Shabbos, nothing to do with Chanukah. Chazal were worried on Shabbos that you might go ahead and read next to the Ner. And since it's not giving over up such a nice flame, Shema Yate, you might have to tip the lamp so that there should be more oil that goes through the flame. And that's an Issa, that's one of the Melachas of Shabbos. It's Kiru, he's being Mavid, he's doing Havari, he's making a flame on Shabbos. So as Cheshash Sheva Yate, you cannot use these Shemonim on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, in as much as you can't use it for Shabbos, you can't use them for Chanukah either. Why not? So the Gemara says, according to the Mandama, Kofsa Zokiklo, that means if when it goes out, you've got to relight, you can't use these oils. Why not? So the Gemara doesn't say exactly why. So the Torah, when he brings down the Halacha, he explains like this. Because in Chanukah, if you hold that you're mechuyev to relight kofsa zakkla, we don't hold like this, but if you would hold kofsa zakkla, you're going to have such a worry that these oils don't give up a very good flame. So it might accidentally go out, because they're not giving up a very nice flame, and therefore, you'll have to relight them, you'll have to relight them anew. And if you hold kofsa zakkla, you're not going to have that possibility. As it states in the Gemara, As I stated in the Gemara, but the Gemara says, but according to us, we're told to kofsah ein zakakla, then there's no worry, because even if it does go out, ein zakakla, there's no chiv to relight. But the Avni Nezer's Madaik from the Torah, why does he mention that if kofsah zakakla, the reason why you can't use these oils is because it might go out? Why isn't there the same chashash of shemayate? That means, before it goes out, just like on Shabbos, we see clearly that there's a possibility of binyate, to make the flame come back alive. So why don't we say the same chashash on Hanukkah as well? That, what are you worried? Kofsa zokakla, that you'll have to relight the menorah again? Maybe the person will be yata, he'll have to... We're talking on Shabbos. Okay, I'm not going to go elaborating on exactly the Avnei right in the talk. But the Avnei takes on, he takes on the following. He takes on that yate, when a person's being yate, when he's tilting the menorah, that's equivalent of being Moisef Shemin. It's equivalent of being Moisef Shemin. But Mela says that Avni Nezer, there's never going to be a chashash that the person's ever going to be yate, the menorah, because the Mechaber says clearly that one cannot be Moisef Shemin later. So obviously, the person is going to allow the Ner to go out naturally. That's how he explains it all. Now, it's clear from the Avni Nezer that he's going, even according to the Mandal Makovs of Zokoklov, not like we explained from the Makor Chai. And he says that that the Mechaber says that you cannot be Moisef Shemin, it's even the man that Omar Kofsa Zokhikla. Now the Shad is why? Why? The Makor Chaim said beautifully. The Makor Chaim says that if you hold Kofsa Zokhikla, that you mechuv to relight, then it comes out that when's the mitzvah taking place? While it's alight. If that's when the mitzvah is taking place, then there's no problem with Moisef Shemin. The whole machabe is only if you hold Kofsa in Zokhikla, which the main mitzvah is at the time of the Hadlaka. But if the mitzvah takes place later, then the body can't be Moisef Shemin. But the Avni Nezer takes on clearly not like that. The Avni Nezer takes on that he can't be Moisef Shemin even if Kofsa Zokhikla. Why? So the Avni Nezer explains like this. He says, there's another Gemara, which is also very famous. What's the mitzvah by Hanukkah? Is it Hadlaka Isa mitzvah? Or Hanukkah Isa mitzvah? Which means, is the mitzvah the Hadlaka? Or placing the menorah while it's alight is also the mitzvah? The Mashal, the Gemara says, a nafkamin would be, what happens if you have the menorah higher than 20 amas, and then you bring it down? If the main mitzvah is the hadlaka, you lit it in a place which is no good, so it won't help you to bring it down. But if you hold hanlocha, it's a mitzvah, then it's fine. I brought down the menorah, which is a kosher menorah. Everything's beautiful. We hold halacha lemaisa, hadlaka is a mitzvah. That the main mitzvah is hadlaka. Says the Avnei Nezer, listen to this, it's a goyness. He says like this. When the Muhammad says by us that you can't be a Moisef Shemin, it's a problem even if you hold Kofsa Zokhikla. Why? Because even if the mitzvah is to be a light for the half an hour, but that's one thing. It has to be a light for half an hour as a result of what? As a result of the hadlaka that he did originally. Because that mitzvah is hadlaka isa mitzvah, that you need a hadlaka, so you have to make sure that the whole half an hour is burning as a result of that hadlaka that he did originally. Now, let's work it out. If someone lights a menorah with not enough Shia Shemin, and then he's Moisef later, L'chaira, the power of the flame is no longer because of the old hadlaka that the person did. The power of the flame is because of the Hisafa Shemin. There's many things that can give a power to the flame. It's the old hadlaka that he did, and the Hisafa Shemin. In this case, when you Moisef Shemin later, the power of the flame is no longer because of the hadlaka that he did originally, it's because of the Hisafa Shemin. The Mela says that Avni Nezer, even if you hold Kofsa Zokhikla, you can never rectify your action by being Moisef Shemin, because we hold Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, and therefore it's not being a light Machmas, the old Maisa Hadlaka, that's why it's no good.
The original flame is there.
Oh, so that's the Machlekes, Makor Chaim and Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer says that because the original flame that was there, it does not have the power no longer to keep a light. And the only thing that's fueling the flame now is only because of the new Shemin that you're on B Moisef, you're adding on. That's not called anymore being a light because of your old Maisa Hadlaka. That's what the Avni Nezer. Yeah, the Makor Chaim maybe argues as a result of that. But that's what the Avni Nezer takes on. The Avni Nezer takes on clearly that the reason why it can't be Moisef Shemin is because it has to be a light because of the old Maisa Hadlaka. If that's the case, then we don't care whether it costs a Zokhikla, costs a Ein Zokhikla. We need the guy's Maisa Hadlaka and we don't have it. Because it's now being fueled machmas leisafa shemin. Fine. So we've got just before we conclude with the menorah boxes, just to recap on what's going on over here. We've got a mechaber over here that says that you cannot be moisef shemin. You cannot add on any oil. The Makor Chaim says it's only to do with kofsa Ein Zocher Klot, because Kofsa Ein Zocher Klot tells us that when is the mitzvah taking place? Right at the start, so you can't be Moisef Shemen. Masha Enkein, the Avnei Nezer takes on, that's not the problem. The Nekuda isn't because the mitzvah is finished. The main problem is because we need a Maisa Hadlaka, and by being Moisef Shemen, it's not now being fueled because of the old Maisa Hadlaka, it's being fueled by the Hisopher Shemen, which is not Hadlaka at all. Taking on this machlekas, coming back to the menorah boxes, I think it's dependent on these two ways of learning. We ask the following question. In Eretz Yisrael, when everyone has their menorah boxes, at the time when you're doing the hadlaka, the wind is going to blow it out. Okay, so it's as if there's not enough shir shana. What are you going to say? The person who was lighting the menorah, he closed the box before the flame went out. But that's not going to help you, because the mechaber says that by being moisef shemen, you're not yet to the mitzvah. L'chor, it depends. If one takes on like the Makor Chaim, then I can understand the question. Because the Makor Chaim takes on, the reason why you can't be Moisef Shemen later is because it's too late. If you hold Kofsa Ein Zocher Klot, that proves to us that the mitzvah takes place when? At the time of the Hadlaka. So you have to make sure that everything's set in place at the time of the Hadlaka. Here, not everything's set in place, because at the time of the Hadlaka, the situation is about to blow out the flame. But if you take on like the Avnei Nezer, and he takes on maybe not, if it's still going to be a flame, then the fact that even if you hold Kofsa Ein Zocher Klot, I've added as a key mitzvah even later. What's the problem of being Moisef Shemen according to the Avnei Nezer? The whole problem is, because we need a Maisa Hadlaka, and when you be Moisef Shemen, it's no longer like Machmas the Maisa Hadlaka. And this I want to say a vod, I think it works. When can we understand the Avnei Nezer, even though we were asking before, when can we understand the Safa Shemen, the Avnei Nezer? Only when one is being Moisef Shemen. Because when you're Moisef Shemen, then you're positively doing an action of fueling the flame, not as a result of the old Hadlaka. The new Shemen is something which is positively fueling the flame. In the case of the menorah box, when you lit it, you're 100% right, there wasn't enough Shia Shemen at the time when you were doing the Hadlaka. But later on when you closed the door, was closing the door a positive action of allowing the flame to be now alight, Machmas closing the door about the lot? Closing the door is just a prevention. It's just preventing the wind from blowing it out. But no one's going to disagree that when you close the door, it's definitely going to be a light now, machmas the old hadlaka that you did. By Hisofa Shemin, then you can argue to say and understand Avnei Nezer that it's no longer a light because of the old Maisa Hadlaka. Do you know why it's a light? Because of this new thing, the Hisofa Shemin. Because Shemin is something positively causing the flame to be a light. That's not a Kuda Hadlaka. But when one closes the door of the menorah box, what's fueling the flame could only be the old Maisa Hadlaka. If it's the old Maisa Hadlaka, about the Avnei Nezer will say there's no problem of the Mechaba. The whole problem of the Mechaba was only because of the Hadlaka. I had a bit of trust to say. Just to say very quickly, very, very, very quickly. Very quickly, it's very famous that the all the Achrinim Askasha is Binyan and Drush, all the Achrinim Askasha, why Bechlad was it necessary, the whole Nes from Chanukah? The Chayra is a concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah. It's a Gemara, I'm not going to go through the whole Sugya. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah says that anything that's needed for the Tzibah, we don't care the fact that it's Tommy. So why was it necessary Bechlad for the whole Nes of Chanukah? It's very famous from the Pnei Shua that he says it's, you're 100% right. For the mitzvah of the Ner of Chanukah, it wasn't necessary for the mitzvah. It wasn't necessary for the Nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a Nes? Says the Pnei Shua, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time wanted to show a tremendous chavivas to Klal Yisrael. That means even though mitzvah, the mitzvah, they didn't need the Nes, because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah. But because Hashem wanted to show tremendous chavivas to Klal Yisrael, Hashem made the Nes. Which you have to understand, two questions. A, why at that point do we need a tremendous chavivas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I understand Klal Yisrael was in a very sticky situation, but stand to make a nest like that to show chavivas to Klal Yisrael, why? And also we never find through the history of Klal Yisrael Hashem just spontaneously makes a nest, Shalei Pidrech HaTeva, for just to show chavivas to Klal Yisrael. Just to say over very quickly, that if you look in the Gemara, when the Gemara says over the story of Chanukah, the main point that the Gemara speaks out is that the Yevonim came into the Beis HaMikdash and made things tummy. What do you mean? There were so many other Torahs going on in Klal Yisrael. Punk, the Gemara had to speak out, making the Shemen Tomei. So it's very famous, just to speak it out, that the Gemara says, let's move on from the Gemara, that it wasn't just Pshat that the Yevonim were wrecking havoc in the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to make things Tomei. What were they going to accomplish by making things tamid? So the Gemara says in Shabbos that the menorah, the Gemara says, what's the point of having the menorah? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need a menorah? He needs the light. Says the Gemara, because the menorah represents the Shekhinah of Klal Yisrael. Menorah is the light, the licht that represents the Shekhinah. Now, the Yevonim knew, the Maral brings this out. The Yevonim knew that the Chochmah of Torah is different from all other Chochmahs around the world. The Chochmah of Torah doesn't come because we have some great wisdom. It comes from our deep connection with the Rabbi Nishlela. The Pasuk says in Azinu, Ki chelik Hashem ama Yaakov chever nachlase. It's only because we are chelik of the Rabbi Nishlela, with that we live and have the Chochmah of the Torah. And the only way of tackling us, Klal Yisrael, the one knew, the only way of winning us would only be if they disconnect us from Hashem. Because now we're connected to the Rabbi Nishlela, and we have a deep connection to the Rabbi Nishlela, there's no way of playing against us. So they decided, we've got to start like this. We've got to go into Beis HaMikdash, make things tamei, which represent, Torah represents the Shekhinah. We want to disconnect Klal Yisrael. That's what the Yevonim started. It's very meduik and Alanisim, because after the whole war, it says, the relighting of the menorah wasn't so much, we've got a mitzvah back. It's showing that we have the connection back to the Rabbi Nishlela. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to make the nest between Chavivas, because Chavivas showing love to Klal Yisrael shows that we are rooted with that connection to the to Klal Yisrael, and we should all be zecha to have that Shras Hashkenu. Amen.